You're in tune to the Voice of the Valley, KROX in Crookston, Minnesota, 1260 AM, 105.7 FM, and 92.1 FM in Grand Forks and East Grand Forks. It's time for the Valley Talk program on this Thursday, March 21st, and I am joined, Bo Melby here, joined with Steve Vidine of the Crookston Gun Club. Steve, how are you doing today?
I'm doing pretty good. Sun shining, what else can you want?
I know, right? I mean, it was supposed to be cloudy today, but the sun's shining right now, and we'll take it with the weather coming up here. We'll enjoy the sunshine while we can. So,
yeah, for sure.
Anyway, well, yeah, it's always a pleasure to have you on, Steve. And what do you have to talk about today? I'm sure there's a lot going on with the Crookston Gun Club.
Well, we're really just getting fired up.
I bet.
And it's been a really good winter for people wanting to go out and shoot because we haven't had snow out there blocking the roads. And but the biggest thing for now is high school trap shooting, college mm-hmm. trap shooting. They have to be registered with the U.S. Clay Target League in order to shoot and compete in the spring.
Mm-hmm.
And they have to have that done by noon on Monday.
Noon Monday.
The 25th.
The 25th, just like that. So just a couple of days here. So make sure you get registered because
if you aren't sure how to do it, you better get a hold of your coaches and talk real quick.
Yep. So obviously, as I said, that's a quick turnaround, and there's no if you miss it, you're done, right?
And if you miss it, you don't get to go out and participate.
So that's a
being said, mm-hmm. Those of you who are thinking about shooting next year, you're in sixth grade, and you haven't had firearm safety. You have to have that to shoot. So plan ahead because that has to be done before you can register even to shoot.
Mm-hmm.
So this summer is a great time if you're 11, 12 years old to get it done. If you think you're going to want to do trap shooting, by all means. As far as firearm safety, if you have a firearm in your house,
mm-hmm.
you need to know how to be safe around it. Whether you hunt or not, it mm-hmm. doesn't matter. If there's a gun in the house, you need to know how to be safe.
Yeah, I mean, I think that makes sense.
So whether you're 11 years old or 50 years old, it doesn't matter. And that brings us into the next thing that we were listed for, mm-hmm. was firearm safety. We have three classes in the summer.
Mm-hmm.
Fisher is just finishing up one right now. But we have three out at the gun club. The one on the in May that's starting on the...
On the 7th?
7th, yeah. Mm-hmm. That'll be starting, and you need to register. We're about, I think we got 21 signed up. We limit to 36.
Okay, so it's getting filled up already. So
it's getting filled up. The one that's the online field day mm-hmm. for the kids that do the class online,
mm-hmm.
that's full.
Okay.
There is no more room.
There you go. So this is your chance.
you have another chance. August 20th, we'll mm-hmm. have another class, and that's done on the 31st.
But, I mean, this is May, and you have to wait all the way to August if you miss out. That's what you're saying.
That's exactly right. And it's one of those things that, and like you'll hear me say in class, I don't care if you hunt or not.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I just want you to be safe around a firearm. Sooner or later, somebody's going to bring one out or have one in your vicinity, and you need to know what to do to be safe.
Yeah, I mean, that's what it's all about is, again, making sure you and the people around you are safe.
Yep. And as far as the high school trap shooting, they're going to be shooting, weather permitting, starting on the 3rd of April.
Okay.
And they're going to be shooting every Wednesday until the end of May.
Okay, so...
The Mondays we're leaving open for open trap or mm-hmm. big shooting for now. There again, that gets to be a crowded schedule and everybody wants to come and play.
Of course.
So, But it's one of those things that the firearm safety is the biggest part of all of that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. No, I mean that's the base, right?
Yep. And we do have considerable sources that we have.
Mm-hmm.
The biggest thing with the classroom is that, especially the first week of any classroom one, at least with the group I'm with, is handling of firearms.
Mm-hmm.
And that's one that you just can't miss.
Yeah, exactly. That's
you cannot miss it. The second week we do orienteering, some first aid,
mm-hmm.
Wildlife identification, and we also do archery and handguns and black powder.
Mm-hmm.
And we have DNR officer in there for a day.
Mm, okay.
And he tells you all the things that you're not supposed to be doing, that he sees you doing.
Yeah.
So the biggest thing now is that law enforcement's had a real big hand up with all the cell phone photographs that get posted.
Yep.
Yeah.
So, well, obviously, again, it's 2 weeks for the class. I mean, it's at Tuesday, Thursday, Friday, May 7th, 9th, and 10th, and then May 14th and 16th and 17th with the field day on the 18th is what I'm seeing in front of me here. So,
yep.
2 weeks. I mean, that's six classes in the field day and the test. I mean, that's not a lot of time, and you can learn, obviously, extremely important information. As you've said multiple times in the previous Valley Talks, you can't stress enough. Yeah. How important that is, right?
Exactly. And there's so many things that depend upon it. Now, DNR has changed some of the regulations.
Mm-hmm.
When I first started bow hunting, I didn't need to have firearm safety.
Really?
Now you do.
Mm.
And I'm pretty sure muzzleloader is the same way. I haven't tried to buy a license for muzzleloader, but
yeah,
it's one of those things that this is getting to be more mandatory as we go into the political scene.
Mm-hmm.
And it just frustrates me.
Yeah.
that we have to be told what to do, but it's one of those things that common sense will prevail. And
mm-hmm.
A good share of this class is what do you do if?
Mm-hmm.
And the orienteering and that type of first aid, we do a lot with.
Yeah.
It's 2 hours worth of class time on just that subject. So we have that going on, and we have the conservation part of it.
Mm-hmm. That's, very important as well.
Well, yeah, if you don't mm-hmm. have the conservation, this year we have had some chronic wasting disease
yep.
mm-hmm. in the area. There was two in our 661 zone.
Mm-hmm.
And they really haven't gotten that 100% resolved yet. So, but regardless of that, it's still, you have to go out there and do it and be safe about it.
Yeah, exactly. So, I mean, I was just going to say real quick here again, for those, if you're just tuning in, this is the Valley Talk program here on KROX, and I'm Bo Melby here, joined with Steve Ideen of the Crookston Gun Club, and we've discussed a couple topics so far, the big one right now being that the May class for DNR Hunter Safety Training is, registration still open. There's only a few spots left in regard to how big the class is, and real quick, for those who might not know where the classes are held, and then just also where to register, how to register.
Yeah, they're held at the Crookston Gun Club,
mm-hmm.
and we're just a mile north of UMC there on 75, and
yep.
you see the building and the big hill of dirt, that's where we're at. but it's as far as registration, you can either call my cell phone, you can send me an email. And that information is available a lot of places.
It really is.
Yeah. If you go on the DNR website, you mm-hmm. go to Hunter Education, click on Find the Class.
Oh, okay.
Then you can scroll down with the dates that we've given you,
mm-hmm.
and you click on the one you're interested in, and it gives you all the contact information.
Oh, that's really handy.
So it's multiple ways of doing it.
Mm-hmm.
And I guess I've been doing it for a little bit. And
just a little bit.
Everybody kind of gets to know who I am. So, mm-hmm. But we do have, I think it's 18 instructors with our group.
Okay.
So we have multiple instructors.
Mm-hmm.
And they're getting more and more phased into it.
I bet. I mean, that's the thing. It's, I mean, you've been doing it for quite some time. If these, you know, newer ones, like I said, the more you do it, the better it those classes can become, and the more comfortable they can get in the classroom setting. Which,
yeah, it's amazing. They come to be a firearm instructor, mm-hmm. but I don't like talking in front of people.
Well,
get over it. Yep. You're fine. You're doing just fine.
Yep, exactly right.
And we've had some younger instructors mm-hmm. sign up now. We've got
Great.
One that's around 20.
Wow, that's awesome.
Yeah, and we have one that is, two of them actually, that have basically decided to retire.
Mm-hmm.
If I need them, they're there.
Oh, okay.
Mr. Swanson has had 50-plus years. Mr. Jake Korn is 50-plus years.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. And they are just great resources.
No, clearly. I mean, that much knowledge of experience. I mean, and that's the thing. This isn't just, again, these classes, especially the in-person ones, valuable knowledge that you can't get, you know, maybe just looking at a page or, you know, whatever it is. It's having that experience to relate more is can be invaluable.
Yeah. And when we do our field day, it's pretty intense. When we first started out, it was take your .22 and shoot at the target and go home.
Mm-hmm.
Well, now it's you come and shoot at the target. You have three different tree stands you can go up and climb.
Ooh.
We have a used to be the Sporting Clay Range.
Mm-hmm.
We have seven shoot, don't shoot deer hunting scenarios.
Ooh,
in there.
That's very useful.
Then we have two turkey scenarios, spring and fall. We do blood tracking.
Mm-hmm.
We have them go down the hill on a slippery slope. They do a fence crossing. They do a pheasant walk for, you're hunting for pheasants where you're walking
mm-hmm.
abreast. And the instructors walk behind and throw frisbees out.
Okay.
Whose shot is it? What's your safe zone of fire?
Mm. It's all based on experiences or what you more likely are to experience, right? I mean, that's what it seems like.
We're trying to make it more realistic.
Mm-hmm.
Case on case on four-wheelers and cars.
Yeah.
We have a duck hunting situation where you put on a life jacket, you go in and out of the boat. There again, whose shot is it?
Mm-hmm.
And in the last year or two, we've added one more feature when the kids get done shooting, and I don't care which class it is. The classroom ones, we let them have a little, we feed them lunch, they get a test mm-hmm. and all that good stuff. But when they get done and we get all done for the day, the last hour of the day, all the firearms that were used or touched during the class are brought into the clubhouse
mm-hmm.
and cleaned.
Very important.
And we do that for the simple fact that that gives you a close, tight quarters. Where is that muzzle pointed?
Mm-hmm.
Keep it safe. Keep your friends safe.
Yeah, exactly. And that again, that's the biggest thing about this class is, again, it's just about yourself and your surrounding and individuals around you, friends, family, whatever it may be, just keeping everyone as safe as possible. So, yeah, no, it's a great thing, and like I said, there's multiple courses throughout the year, and this one is getting close to filling up, and so, again, contact Steve if you are interested, and also don't forget about, obviously, if this one does fill up and you miss out, there is a class in August, but if you're wanting to go hunting this fall, I'm guessing this is probably the one that you want to get into.
Actually, yeah? It's set up so that you do the one in August, we're still done before the youth season.
Good deal. There it is. Well, I'm glad to hear that as well then. So, and that's the thing. Obviously, it's something that if you were interested in hunting, or again, it doesn't have to be for hunting as well, but just the way, just to make sure everyone is as safe as can be. So, but,
exactly.
And then anything else? I know we're going to touch on the clay shooters or the trap shooters registration again before we're done, but is there anything else you're going to talk about, Steve, or just the club happenings, anything like that, or just...
Well, we have some open days.
Mm-hmm.
The month of May, I think, if I remember right, I think we have 7 days that aren't being utilized.
So clearly it's a great location to not only go and shoot, but obviously to host some events as well.
Yeah, the month of May is about 7 days that are open for
wow
other activities. And a little plug for the gun club. It is a mm-hmm. private club.
Yep.
And when you join the club, you can opt to get a $5 deposit for a gate key.
Mm-hmm.
And if there's nobody else out there using it, you're more than welcome to go through. Close the gate behind you when you come in.
Mm-hmm.
You don't want any unwanted visitors.
Yep.
The police department has scheduled... I think they're in June for some training.
Mm-hmm.
We have a wedding reception out there. We have a family reunion out there.
Yeah, it's a great location. Again, it doesn't have to be, again, just a, I mean, obviously you can utilize a shooting, but I mean, whatever it may be, I mean, it's a great spot. And as I said, yeah, it's quiet. Remember you said that off air before we got on there. It's a nice quiet area.
It is. And it's one of those things that you can utilize it as you wish, because there are rules and regulations.
Of course, yes, but...
The biggest thing, and we don't have somebody out there 24 hours a day.
Mm-hmm.
We don't even have them out there 8 hours a day. The whole thing with being that kind of an access, whatever you bring in, you take out.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You shoot up targets, take them down, and take the scrap out with you.
Yeah.
We don't have anybody around like your mom picking up after you. You're responsible for your own garbage.
Yeah, exactly. So. And that's the thing. It's yeah. So I mean, you treat it as well as you want it to treat it, and you know, we get rewarded with that, having a great spot to go. And
yeah.
And so as we're just about out of time here, I have about a minute left. So once again, for those trap shooters for around the area, not only high school, not only Crookston, but around the area and college.
Yep.
Monday at noon, right?
Monday noon is a cutoff that you have to be registered with the U.S. Clay Target League.
Mm-hmm. So
if you don't register, you're not shooting.
Simple as that. So make sure you're taking full advantage of the time you have right now. Don't wait. Go ahead and get signed up so you can get online sign up so you can obviously shoot this year and then have hopefully a good season ahead of you. But Steve, again, we thank you for your time. As always, it's a pleasure when you come in and give us all this great information about what's happening out there. We'll have you on here soon, I assume, in the next few months about some sort of activities or maybe the next classes, whatever it may be. Who knows?
Me? No.
No, but for sure, again, Steve, thank you for coming in, and you have a great rest of your day.
You bet. Thank you.